Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Friday morning. Thanks for joining us here and starting the weekend with us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Colola Springs.
Ooh, that would be a little weird.
That's just down the road.
Is it?
Yeah. It's in Lowndes County.
Well, actually, it's Koala.
Located north of Columbus, west of Caledonia, and it's not Choctaw. Colola is a Chickasaw word.
Okay.
So there you go.
There we go.
Apparently, though.
I feel like there's people that exist in our mentions and exist. And the only reason they listen to our show is to say, well, actually, you were wrong about this.
Yeah.
And I just want to walk by these people.
We're starting off hot today. Let's go.
I just want to walk by these people on their daily journey when they're having a conversation and just scream in their ear, that's not how you say it. That's not how you say it.
It's actually Rabe. Rabe Falk.
Well, can you imagine if people were just every day of your life?
Yes.
You're just walking around and you're just hanging out, chilling,
And
somebody comes up to you and just yells at you that you're wrong.
So that's
what happens.
You're just talking to some friends about a game. You're like, when was that? 2008?
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, because it's not that big a deal.
Right.
And I was like, it was actually 2006. Like,
that's what we're doing. We're speaking off of like vague memory.
Yeah.
And these people have at their disposal a phone where they can look this stuff up.
A lot of people, a lot of sports talk shows, like the big, like, you know, Dan Patrick, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's got those guys sitting there. They'll look anything.
They'll
fact check them as it's happening. They're like, look that up for me. I don't have that.
Every now and then, but sometimes we just pass by.
We're just talking off the cuff. So, well, those
all
people,
that to say,
those people still deserve Strange Brew Coffee, and they can drink it every morning at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it's what's for dinner. It's what's for dinner tonight in the Haydad household. We're doing some steak tacos tonight for dinner. I'm very excited for that. A weeknight meal is made easier with beef. Easy to cook, easy to incorporate into any recipe, and it'll take any seasoning. You can make beef part of your dinner tonight. If you're looking for recipes, you can always hit me up. But if you don't want to, you can always hit up MSBeef.org. Their website has all of that information, all those recipes, plus a lot of other good stuff about the beef industry here in the state of Mississippi. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. You're just about out of time on Father's Day, guys. If you haven't done it yet, you might need to get in the car and head down to College Corner. CollegeCornerStore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for Dad this Father's Day. Everything you're looking for with the logos that you want. Preferably no new football jerseys, I guess. But other than that, everything you're looking for is right there at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starville's flagship restaurant from lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. Best meal in town is at Restaurant Tyler. Some of our Super Talk friends were in town last night, and they asked me, like, where should we go to dinner? I was like, why don't we support our sponsors, guys? Why don't we go to Restaurant Tyler? Oh, on top of that, it'll be awesome. And I got word that it was. So that's not a
shocker.
Not a surprise in any way, shape, or form. If you're going to have a great time, a great meal anytime soon, the place to do it is at Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about money, you need answers. You need them on your schedule. You need a bank that provides a level of service that you can only get at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Right before we started recording yesterday, we just kind of made an executive decision to say we'll hold this for tomorrow. Here's a little inside baseball. Sometimes you just got to hold something so that the next day you got something to talk about. It's the middle of summer. What else are we going to do? It's got to have something. So
We're not breaking a lot of news on here.
I will. I leave the breaking news to you. Like if we were a team that
To
was like the big
Maroon
news.
and White Daily. Come to Maroon and White Daily.
Leave the breaking news to you. I am a like an editor. Like I write columns, but I speak them. Like you're getting opinions from me. Now, and there are some times I will maybe not break the news, but I'll be pretty close to breaking it, right? I'll be like the second or third guy. I get, I'm not high enough
On Twitter.
on the texts sometimes. Like I don't get the first text. I might get
But
the third
that's
text.
on Twitter. It's not on our, like, people aren't coming to our podcast
No, you shouldn't be coming to this podcast
for
expecting
breaking
breaking
news.
news.
Right.
Now, that being said, if news breaks during the podcast, we'll talk about it, but we're not breaking it either because you'll have already seen the news by the time you listen to it the next day. The SEC gave us some free content, though, on Wednesday as they announced the TV windows for the games. Now, if you don't remember from last year, they set up a system of four windows. So that after week three, we have the first three times, or we had the first three times before yesterday. Now we know what window everything is in. You can at least start to maybe start hash out your travel plans a little bit. If you're a person only coming to a couple of games and you want to try to make sure you got an afternoon or a night game, you can do that. So let's just go through it from the top. We knew the first three yesterday. Southern Miss, 11 a.m. down in Hattiesburg, Arizona State, 6:30 p.m. here in Starkville. And then Alcorn at 5 p.m. That is the SEC Network Plus ESPN Plus game. So go ahead and get Grandpa's computer set up for him
Is it
today.
SEC Network Plus or is it just ESPN Plus?
It if you look on this graphic, it's got them both.
Okay, so you could do either.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
Okay.
I put ESPN Plus on my story
It's fine.
yesterday.
It's fine.
That's what the university website has.
Well, this is the university's Twitter, but
Okay.
it doesn't matter.
Well, it does
When
matter.
we get more information, we'll pass that along to you.
It does kind of matter.
It matters. Doesn't matter to you and me. We're going to be at the game.
That's true.
Now we know the rest, and we actually have a couple of other locked-in times, and week four is one of them. Our favorite window, Robbie, the Hail State window, 3:15 p.m. on SEC Network, Northern Illinois, hidden in plain sight.
Yes. And very hot. That's going to be a very hot game. Because the sun won't go down until, like, after the game, pretty much. At that point, it's going to be hot.
Maybe late in the fourth quarter, the sun will be down. So,
Yeah. But
when the sun goes
luckily,
down.
your first two home games is pretty much going to be night games.
Yeah. You're in good spot there.
Yeah. And that's not like 11 a.m. where you're going to be hot the entire day.
Right. September 27th, week five, is a flex window game against Tennessee. Again, we talked about this a little bit. There's a statistically not impossible chance that State's 4-0 playing Tennessee. If they can beat Arizona State, I think the other three games they'll be favored in. I already know they're a favorite against Southern Miss. Did you see the line? You seen it?
14.
14 and a half?
Yeah. Is it 14 and a half?
Yeah.
And one important note here, the flex window is afternoon or night.
Right. So let's give you those times now. The flex window means this, it can start anytime between 2:30 and 3:30, or between 5 and 7. So it won't start at 4. It's not like this window opens 2:30 to 7.
Right.
There
It's
is a gap in
afternoon or
there.
night.
It's either an afternoon or a night game. If you look at the schedule that week, Robbie, and we already know that Alabama, Georgia is the 6:30 ABC game. That's your nighttime primetime game. You also have Kentucky, South Carolina. I don't know if that, I didn't see if that's already locked in for a time or not. That just strikes me as a 11 a.m.
Either 11 a.m.
SEC
SEC
Network.
Network or 6:30, whatever SEC.
Arkansas hosting Notre Dame is 11 a.m. ABC. Okay.
Which
LSU and Ole Miss play that day. That is almost guaranteed to be your 2:30 ABC game.
yes.
State has a really good chance, especially if they can win games, of being the night game up against Alabama, Georgia, probably on SEC Network with Tom, Jordan, and Cole.
Yeah, which isn't a
I mean,
bad.
that'd be a great no. Because if you look, I'm of the opinion with TV and the windows and stuff like that is, I just worry about your own fans. You know, Mississippi State fans, they would like to watch Alabama, Georgia, but if 4-0 Mississippi State is playing Tennessee at home, they're either going to come to the game or they're going to watch it on TV, and you just don't get to watch the Alabama, Georgia game. You can always watch the highlights later.
Yeah.
So, all right, night game on the road at Texas A&M, October the 4th. Afternoon game at Florida. So that game will kick off Eastern time between 3:30 and 4:30. October 25th against Texas is a flex window. So we're back to it's either going to kick off at 2:30, 3, 3:15, or in an evening game. Just kind of depends on what state's record is. You know, for Texas, they're probably a one-loss team at that point. I think they're going to lose that opener to Ohio State. But they should be, you know, still safely in the top five. It's just going to depend on state. At Arkansas is an afternoon window game, so that will kick off between 2:30 and 3:30 when Mississippi State heads to Fayetteville. Georgia is another game we have a time for, and that is state's only morning kickoff for a Saturday home game. They obviously have an 11 a.m. kick with the Egg Bowl, but that's on a Friday. 11 a.m. against Georgia. So if you're going to get an 11 a.m. game, state has two 11 a.m. games at home, both in November. So you're not
the weather,
sweltering.
The weather will be.
Yeah. It's still going to be one in Hattiesburg. But
it might be cold, but it's going to be during the day.
During the day. It shouldn't be too bad.
Yeah.
Night game at Missouri on November the 15th. Then state's off on the 22nd because they have the short week leading into the Egg Bowl, which, as we know, is an 11 a.m. Kickoff on Black Friday. Robbie, for a team that went 2-10 a season ago and doesn't have much higher aspirations this year, this is about as good as I think you could have hoped for.
It's a good slate, I think.
Yeah.
Last year was not, but this is a good one, I think. Especially the home schedule. Your two 11 a.m. games, like we mentioned, are after the humidity's gone way down. It's
right.
Not so daggum hot. And then you have opportunities for some, you know, marquee games at nighttime. You got Arizona State that's going to be on a national televised game on ESPN2.
Mm-hmm.
Alcorn State for a SWAC school that you're playing. It's at 5 p.m.
I will throw one caveat here. Why not 6? Why not just go ahead and let it be at 6? Get an extra hour of tailgating in. Get it a little darker, a little colder, a little chillier, I should say. It's not going to be cold on September the 13th, but
yeah, I don't know.
6. I don't know.
Maybe they're trying to have like a little window there where like part of their game. Well, I don't know. They're still going to have to like actually go click on it on the streaming site.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It didn't make much sense, but the home schedule is really solid. You don't have any like unbearable times on here, really.
Yeah. Like I said, for a team that was as bad as state was a season ago, I think they did about as good as they could have hoped.
And maybe, you know, SEC is kind of throwing them a little bit of a bone here and saying, you know, your schedule's absolutely brutal. Let's give you some good time.
Give your fans some opportunities there. Yeah. I think that Ole Miss complained to the right people and they got a better schedule than they had a season ago as well.
They did have a bad schedule if you look at the times of those games.
Like, this year,
very good.
Like you look at it right, two of their first three games are at home and they're at night. Georgia State and Arkansas. I remember last year their season opener was at 1. Like that was just mean of Kiffin. And that was their SEC Network Plus game. That was Kiffin's decision to play at 1 o'clock
against
it was like
directional school.
Yeah, it was something like that. Then they have that's an Arkansas at Ole Miss. That's a either 6 or 6:45 kick. They have Tulane in the flex window the next week. That is likely a night game. I mean, just looking at the schedule, week 4 in the SEC is gross. You have two conference games.
Totally. There's always like that week, and
yeah,
there's just like, yeah,
that's
just
it.
Get us through this week. You know,
I mentioned LSU at Ole Miss, likely a 2:30 kick. Washington State at Ole Miss is their only morning game. It's 11:45 kick. Not bad. And it's October 11th. It's starting to cool off a little bit at that point. Ole Miss at Georgia, that's on the road, so it doesn't matter. Ole Miss at Oklahoma is an early game, but it's on the road. South Carolina Ole Miss is in the flex. That's the same day as the cocktail party, so you know that's the 2:30 game. Vanderbilt at Texas is already locked in for noon. They're going to get a night game there. They should. They got a noon kick for their ESPN Plus game in November with the Citadel. And then Florida Ole Miss at home, that could be the 2:30. That'll probably be the 2:30 game because Texas at Georgia will be that night. So I think they did really well. I think Kiffin complained about it.
Yeah.
And you should. I think that's his prerogative to do so. He's got to take up for his program.
Yeah. And I mean, like, you have a year where you feel like you're going to do something special
Yeah.
last year, and most of their home games just were not really conducive. They had good crowds regardless,
Yeah.
but they weren't conducive for the type of atmosphere they
Yeah. They
wanted.
didn't have a home night game last year.
No. And the year before they had some
Yeah.
good atmospheres, so
Yeah.
that was supposed to be like their year where they had some really cool
And they
atmosphere. It
didn't
just
get
didn't
it.
happen, and they lost one game. I'm not blaming it on the day, but if that game's played at night, it
The
might have
Kentucky
turned out
game, yeah,
different. Yeah.
might have been a little different.
That was an 11 a.m., wasn't it? I mean,
Yeah, it was early. It was early.
kind of sleepy.
Yeah. All in all, for Mississippi State, pretty good stuff, like I said. Also, we got some basketball scheduling news today, and you were talking about this on your board, and I talked about it on the show. Mississippi State in the SEC ACC Challenge, obviously last year played at home, so you knew they would be on the road this year at Georgia Tech, where they played 2 seasons ago. What's the deal? What's the deal with Georgia Tech?
And the thing is, they've said before they don't determine it whether or not whether or not you played at home the year before, which is
Which is
kind of
not, well,
stupid to me. But
that's why Duke has back-to-back home games. But I
yeah,
think that's more about
but
their
so,
Duke.
but like I'm not
The
opposed to
thing I don't
playing on the
care about. I
road.
don't have,
I'm
yeah.
not opposed to that at
I
all.
like getting a road game against a quality opponent. That helps your, if you win, that helps your net.
But why are you there's so many different schools that you could pick from here that
Yeah.
you could put Mississippi State up against. Were they just thinking about the regional aspect of it? I don't know. But why is State going back to Georgia Tech after they were just there 2 years ago?
Yeah.
And
Like,
was that wasn't ACC SEC Challenge, was it? It was?
it
Well,
was.
that's just stupid then.
Yeah.
I mean, it was stupid to begin with, but the fact that they're doing that again 2 years later is dumb.
So
So
here's.
is State going to get a return from Georgia Tech twice?
I
I doubt it.
imagine not. Yeah. State didn't play Georgia Tech last year. They played Pitt. Here's the full slate for the ACC SEC Challenge. Florida at Duke, obviously. I mean, makes sense. North Carolina and Kentucky.
That's going to be incredible, by the way.
What, Florida at Duke?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Auburn Duke was great.
That was Auburn's only loss until they
Yep.
played Florida late in the season. Carolina, Kentucky, I've just seen it so many times. I thought, remember last year, it was Auburn, Duke, and Tennessee, North Carolina.
I want to see Kentucky Duke. Let's do Kentucky Duke, Florida, North
I
Carolina.
can live with that, but I want to see, in this situation, I want to see Alabama, North Carolina. Because Alabama got Clemson, who they played in the Elite Eight 2 years ago.
That would be interesting. That's not like I don't know how many times we've seen Alabama, North Carolina.
Exactly. That's
That's not
your
traditional.
operations here.
Yeah.
So Virginia at Texas, NC State goes to Auburn, Clemson at Alabama, Louisville at Arkansas. So Calipari gets another shot at Louisville. He'll enjoy that.
Yeah.
Oklahoma at Wake Forest, SMU at Vanderbilt, A&M at Pittsburgh, State at Georgia Tech, as we mentioned, Miami at Ole Miss. Ole Miss gets the worst team. I mean, come on.
Yeah. I
LSU.
mean, that doesn't really help them.
No.
It's a home game, and they're not going to have a very good net.
Yeah. LSU is at Boston College. It could have sent State to Boston College. They could have sent them to Wake Forest. They had other options. Virginia Tech at South Carolina. Tennessee at Syracuse is an interesting one. I like that one.
Yeah.
Mizzou at Notre Dame, and then Georgia at Florida State. So here's where they could have sent State. Now, they weren't going to send them to Duke, so
Florida State.
we'll just take that right off the thing there, right? They could have sent them to Vandy. They could have sent it to Pitt, but that would have been a repeat from last year. But I
Send
mean,
him to Vandy.
I'm sorry, not Vandy, Wake, I'm sorry. Could have sent him to Pitt, could have sent him to Boston College, could have sent him to Syracuse, could have sent him to Notre Dame, could have sent him to Florida State. But instead, they just repeated it. Like, what are we thinking? I don't get it.
Yeah, it doesn't really make much sense. I think that this was just kind of a throwaway.
Yeah.
I thought at one point it was not everybody in the conference plays in it.
That's when it was the Big 12.
Okay.
And that was that because the SEC had 14 at the time.
Yeah.
Then so that they were only like the bottom two were getting left out, and
So ACC, they can
they
match
have enough
everybody.
teams. You gotta
Okay.
remember, and with the Big 12 thing, it was State most of the time because that was the Rick Wray years. I think State played in it once in that while that event happened until Howland got here, and then he got them into it a few times. But so there's some scheduling news. Always great for this time of year.
Georgia Tech, were they any? They
Nah, they
weren't
were
very
terrible
good
last
last
year.
year.
They're terrible.
So I mean, in a
They haven't
way,
been good in a couple years.
in a way though, and they weren't good the
They
year
weren't good
State
yet.
lost to them.
being a bad loss for State. It was like a quad three loss.
So, I mean, you really just need to win this one. Yeah. It'll be good to play a power four team on the road.
Yeah, and in Atlanta is an area where State fans can get to.
They went 500.
Yeah, they weren't good last year.
Yeah, you need to win that game.
Yeah. All right, let's move into the rest of the show that's brought
to you by Jacksonville State in the first round of the NIT.
Oof.
They lost to Duke by 8 in the quarterfinals of the ACC tournament.
I remember that game.
Huh.
Didn't we? No, that was the ACC championship game we watched together. But
yes.
I watched that game somewhere, and I was like, Georgia Tech's in this game.
We watched like 5 minutes of that game. We watched the entirety of the Jackson
championship.
Jackson's.
Who was that guy? Who was our guy? The one white guy who with the headband.
Oh, it was the dude from
Home. Yes. Yeah.
We made all these
everybody had a
characters
story.
Out of
everybody. Everybody had a story. All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the Older Brother, right there in the Cotton District. A great place to grab lunch, to grab dinner, or just to have a good time. The Cotton District is the most unique and awesome place in Starkville. It's where everything kind of happens. It's the meeting point for everybody. And we've got two fantastic anchors right there with Two Brothers and the Older Brother. Next time you're in Starkville and it's getting close to eating time, you know where to go. Go to the Cotton District. Pull up a chair at Two Brothers Smoke Meats. And at the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years. When you need technology for your business, call Advantage Business Systems. And then if you need service, you talk to the same people who got you taken care of in the first place. That's what this is about. You're a Mississippi business. They're a Mississippi business. If you have a problem, a lot of times they can help you the exact same day. Give them a call today, 601-362-9192, or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. If you're going to be in Starkville anytime soon, you need to swing over to Maroon & Co. to get your new MSU gear. But if you're not, that's not a problem. Just head over to maroonandco.com to get it. Nobody has a bigger or better selection of Mississippi State merchandise than our friends over at Maroon & Co. Think about all the places here in Starkville that sell Mississippi State gear. Nobody even close to what is on the floor there at Maroon & Co. So if you're looking for great maroon and white merchandise, the place to go is Maroon & Co. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. Next time you're in Starkville, or if you're not going to be in Starkville, you just need new gear, the place to go is Maroon & Co. Going to be out in the yard this weekend. You don't want to spend all day out there. At Scruggs Farm Lawn & Garden, they have the John Deere power that you need. You need to upgrade to a John Deere commercial mower. You can get 0% financing for 24 months. You need to haul, tow, or just get around your property with ease. The versatile John Deere Gator is waiting for you with low 2.5% financing for 48 months. And if you've got a big job that needs to get done, maybe you need to look at their powerful John Deere compact utility tractors. 0% financing, 72 months. Visit Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden today for these amazing John Deere deals. They run through July 2nd. All right.
How much mowing are you doing this summer, Brian?
Very little. Very little. I have. I'll let the help handle that. Those days. You know, people ask me about
that. Make the kids get out there.
You know. I don't know if you know this about me. I never lived in a house until I was an adult.
Really?
I lived in apartments. So I never mowed the grass as a kid.
Really?
Yeah, so I never developed like a feeling for it. The first time I mowed the grass in a place that I lived, I was in my mid-20s.
Wow.
So I just never did it.
It's like, I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. I never had like,
but I've paid for people to do it before.
Yeah.
Growing up, we were off and on with it. Like my dad would pay somebody to do it because he just didn't have time to do it, or I would do it. But I've grown to absolutely love like mowing my yard and fertilizing it and throwing some seed out.
Yeah.
And, like I'm that guy, like after it rains, I'm walking out in my Crocs and where I planted my seed to see if I'm getting some sprouts.
Yeah.
Coming out of the ground. So I'm gonna have to go to Scruggs for some, maybe some fertilizer.
You need to do that.
I need a weed eater, and my weed eater's not working.
So I'm just going to tell you how this is gonna work. You're gonna walk in like, I need this one thing, and then you're gonna walk out with a cart.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's gonna
like
happen.
Target for men.
Well, Becky got me for Father's Day. She got me this battery.
How do you know this?
Well, she went ahead and gave it to me because I'm going to be a little busy Sunday.
All right.
She gave me this battery-powered weed eater slash, like, trimmer slash edger type thing.
Yeah.
And I'm putting it together, and it's just I told her, I was like, you just can't get battery powered stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not as good as the gas. Like, we're gonna have to go get like a legit like weed eater. As much as I hate like messing with the string and all that, it just works better than that stuff. Like,
Yeah.
it wasn't connecting correctly, and so we're gonna have to send it back.
Oh,
But it was the thought that
thought that
counts.
counts. Absolutely. All right.
I'm not like you. I don't tell Jennifer her gift's terrible.
She got me three Banner M shirts.
Well, I would have just said thanks so much.
I had COVID. I couldn't control my emotions.
My mom got me one of those shirts for Christmas that was like
Oh no.
the Facebook shirts.
Oh God.
And
Like,
it
only the best cheer for the Bulldogs.
So it, this one was the one where they basically stole Mississippi State's graphic when they won the national title that was like all the players on it and Lemonis and all them, and put it on a T-shirt. Like, it looked like it was like fading when I got it, and I just told her, I was just like, thanks. I just let Becky have it just because I refuse to have
You
the
can't.
Facebook
You
T-shirt.
can't do that.
My dad has like the shirt that says like, everybody calls me Brother Rob, but I'm really Big Daddy or something,
Yeah.
and it was like made off Facebook or
Yeah.
something, and
I got
he wears that everywhere,
as he should. All
so
right, let's
I don't know if that's what it says, but it's something like that.
it's close. Let's talk about the baseball portal. Mississippi State strikes again. Ryder Woodson, great name.
That is a great baseball
Great
name.
baseball name. Middle infielder, North Carolina State. One thing I like to look at when a player transfers out is the reaction of the opposing fan base, right? Because let's say, if Ace Reese had gone somewhere else, the boards would have just been like, oh my God,
Meltdown mode.
what? And that's how do you allow this to happen? You had some of that with this Woodson over at North Carolina State. They were just like, ah, it's a bad loss. That's a player we would have liked to have kept. One thing I keep seeing people on message boards, yours included, they talk about these players coming in and they're like, I just don't know if he'll be able to start over so and so. And it's like they forget that you need more than nine guys.
Yeah.
Good teams have depth. They have guys that if somebody goes down, they plug in the next guy and it's not a massive downgrade. So, if Mississippi State is able to get Becker to play shortstop and, another guy can come in and play second and they still have this guy as the next guy, that's a good thing for Mississippi State. You got to have some depth. It's not just about your starting nine. So, at the very, very, very minimum with this guy, he's a great depth piece. But he showed some things late in the year, especially in the postseason, that makes you think he could be ready to take a big step in 2026.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the reasoning was for him starting, but he didn't. He only started two games in the regular season, and he played in 18 or 19, whatever it was. And then in the regional, he started the regional. So I don't really know what went into that, but he was 2 for 5 against Central Connecticut with a home run. He was 3 for 5 against Stetson with two home runs. So all three of his home runs came in that regional at Auburn. And so what I look at sometimes is like, how did a player finish the season? I look at Tomas Valančiūnas
Yeah.
and look at what he did in the final three starts he had, where he threw 6+ innings and he gave up 3 runs or less in all three. That's a guy that's moving in the right direction. That's a guy that's gotten better. And that seems to be what has happened here with Woodson. It has a fairly small sample size. He had 36 at bats. So this is definitely an upside pickup. It's not like you picked up a top 10 player in the portal, but 6'2", almost 185, really good swing from what I can see on the few videos that we've been able to watch. A lot of pop in the bat, makes hard contact. If you look at it, batted 361. Again, 36 at bat, so that's not a strong sample size, but he had a 465 OBP, 694 slugging percentage. 6 of his 13 hits are multiple bases. So that shows you that's a guy that's making a lot of hard contact, and late in the year he swung a pretty good bat.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. He's also a versatile guy too. That's what I like about him, is he's a guy that he played some third base. I think he played hit second base as well. He's a shortstop coming out of high school. Everything I've been told is he's going to be given an opportunity at shortstop at Mississippi State, which they need shortstops. They have zero right now. They had three. Now they have zero. So, you know, I don't think this really means anything for Eric Becker, for the people that's creeping in for them. I don't know what Eric Becker's going to do. I feel okay about him right now, but it's kind of one of those deals that's lingering a little bit right now, and that gives you pause. So I don't know what he's going to do, but if this guy, you know, ends up working into your starting lineup, whether it's second base or shortstop, there is a lot to like about him. And it's also a different kind of body type than we've seen from the middle infield at Mississippi State most of the last few years. Becker's kind of the same way. This guy's 6'2", long, good build to him. You just don't see Brian O'Connor go after a lot of 5'11", 5'10" players like Mississippi State's had. And, you know, no shade on those guys, but this is just a different type of body style that he's recruiting.
Yeah.
And this is a guy that has the potential, I think, for 15-plus home runs in a year or two. I think that's the kind of hitter that you got here with him.
After, if Becker commits to Mississippi State, Ford, we'll see what happens there. I feel like he's going to go to the draft. But let's say Becker.
Even if he commits, I just don't see him coming.
But Becker is a different thing. After that, though, is that pretty much the end of the Virginia pipeline? And you start talking about having to get commitments from outside of the previous connections. We're going into real recruiting at that point.
Well, I mean, I think this is real recruiting. I mean, you're having
this guy is yeah, this guy Woodson is. I'm saying.
Well, I think the Virginia guys is real recruiting too. I
mean, but you had the previous connections with them.
Yeah, but you're still winning battles.
No, I'm not trying to take any
Mississippi
away.
State's had previous connections.
No, I know.
But I know. I go what you're saying.
Yeah.
The guys that they are actively
looking guys that are outside of, I've played previously for Brian O'Connor or my brother did.
I don't know. You know, there's probably still some. There might be some pitchers out there. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you're kind of moving away from the positional players. I think outside of Ford and Becker, you're going after some other guys, and that you know, obviously the catcher, a catcher or two that you get is going to be from a different location.
Yeah.
And
they have to get two catchers.
What else we're looking for? You know, what happens at first base?
Yeah.
Is that going to be Vintas? Blinkus, is that going to be Reed Stallman? Is that going to be Garrick Fry? I mean,
can it be Noah Sullivan?
I don't know. I mean,
Fry and Sullivan, we're still kind of just waiting out. You know, I guess they're going to wait out the draft. They'll see what happens.
And Stallman played first base at Campbell.
Yeah,
that's not a guy that you can rule out. You got to remember, State was not moving Hunter Hines,
right?
So Hunter Hines. That played a major factor in Reed Stallman being in right field and Garrick.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Last year, Stallman would have committed before the draft, and which make he probably thought Hines was going to be gone.
Going to be drafted.
Yeah, I think I'm right on that.
Let me see when he committed. You're probably right on that. June 23rd. So, yes.
Yeah.
That would have been before the draft. The draft would have been in July. I mean, he probably did think
he's
that.
Coming in thinking, okay, Vince is going to get drafted and I'll have that job.
And that might be your guy. I mean, that might have been what they told him. Your first base is your spot. You didn't have your chance this year to show that.
Mm-hmm.
You have a really good season at first base, and we'll see what happens with the draft next year. And, I mean, I guess he could still be drafted this year, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know what's going to happen at first base. I don't think I haven't heard of them going after another first baseman.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're set in the outfield.
Mm-hmm.
If you get Becker, you should be set at middle infield.
Yeah.
If you know, you probably need one or two catchers. So now you're looking at just kind of fulfilling your pitch
again,
staff.
Getting back to depth. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I feel a lot better about this pitching staff going into next year than I did last year.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look at all the pieces that you're seemingly returning that could be better next year.
McPherson, Davis, and Foster is a really strong trio to build around. Valinkis is very good. And you know, there's the other arm, Sieri. I mean, if Sieri, we talked about the other day, if Sieri is your Sunday starter, or if he's just a long relief guy, like he could be like what Preston Johnson was on that national championship team.
That's what I'm
That's
watching.
huge.
That's what I'm watching with series. If he goes in the draft, because if he doesn't, he could have a huge year, because I feel like he found something with that curveball, and there's a little more bite on it, and you know the
Yeah.
fastball was had a little more movement on it. It wasn't as flat as it was those first 2 years. It just seemed like he kind of turned a corner this year. It would be nice to get him for another year
Yeah.
and see him go through a full season of being a big piece. I know he was a big piece for most of the year this year, but it wasn't really until SEC play started heating up that they were really relying on him as a starter. It would be nice to go into it and just feel like no matter who they throw out there on the weekend, you feel like you're going to get a competitive start. And it's a good problem to have that you don't have enough spots, which is kind of what they had. It was really kind of what they had 2 years ago. You know, Cal Steven Durangelo, it was kind of embarrassment of riches for the starters.
Yeah, I mean, we forget Nate Dom.
Nate Dunn, and then coming into the year, it really was like a who's going to start? We don't know.
Yeah.
And then last year, it was
I remember when we found out that
starting
Nate
pitcher
was
could be a problem.
starting the first weekend, we were like, oh, we thought he was going to be the closer.
Yeah,
You
on a
know?
Friday.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I think that I think that you have some really decent options here. Stallman had a 992 fielding percentage in 2024.
That'll
So
play.
that's
That'll
not
play.
bad at all. I think he's got the frame for it over there. He definitely looked out of place at outfield.
Yeah.
But I think this could be a good spot for
If I
him.
waterboard you for 24 hours straight and also pull out your fingernails with pliers, or you can tell me if you think there's going to be a commitment this weekend from the portal. Those are your two options.
I'm going to take the commitment from the portal, I believe.
You think there will be one?
I think there's a very good chance
Okay,
there will
we
be.
shall find out. If there is one, well, you have to wait a little while to hear about it from
Hunter
me.
Hines, by the way, how good was he at first base? He had one error and he had
Incredible turnaround.
401 chances.
I think about how bad he was. He was so bad his first couple of years they had to DH him because they
Yeah.
couldn't play him. And then he turned into one of the best defensive first baseman states had in some time. So yeah, really good. All right, that's it for a little while. I'll be back. We will be back a week from Monday. So not this coming Monday, but you know,
The next.
what day is that? So the 20th? No, that's not correct at all, Brian. The 23rd will be the next Thunder and Lightning podcast. Robbie will be taking my place all week on Sports Talk Mississippi. There will be a Thunder and Lightning live that'll show up on your podcast feed as well. Guys, have a great weekend and a great next week, and I will talk to you as soon as I am back. Robbie, you have the con. For Robbie Falk,
I
I'm
will
Brian
take it.
Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
So high five.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.